Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman is hiring for a new position. She's looking for an Associate Superintendent of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. The person in the job will be tasked with working on policies to better serve at-risk, marginalized, and underrepresented students and their families. Superintendent Hoffman joins me to talk more about this. And let me ask you, first off, what led you to decide to create this new position?
Well, the issues of equity, diversity, and inclusion have always been priorities for me in this new administration and for the Department of Education. And so just an example of one thing that has prompted this is I saw that within the Department of Education that we have a lot of amazing work happening, but it's also happening more in silos rather than across agency collaboration. And so I wanted to have someone to help connect the department across the agency to work on these issues. And there are numerous issues to work on when it comes to issues of equity. And I'm really excited that we've announced this position and have already had a lot of interest from candidates.
Are there specific areas that you are hoping that this person will be working on across the department?
Absolutely. So just for example, we have an Office of Indian Education. And we want to see, for example, that department working really closely with people who work in our school improvement department, which is a bigger department. And they go out to the school improvement department, goes out to schools, including to our tribal schools. And we want to be encouraging as much as possible close collaboration between those departments. But that's just one example.
Are there other states that have a position like this?
We believe we're the first state to have this position as a leadership position, but that doesn't mean that other states don't have work happening in this area. But we think we're the first to have a leadership position focused solely on issues of equity, diversity, and inclusion.
So is there anything else or anyone else that you've tried to model this after?
I have modeled this by looking and examining. There are other people who work in offices of equity, both for school districts or for other agencies where they have a more of an officer type role that works in the area of equity. And so I did look at those job descriptions when putting our job description together.
Do you have a sense of what an ideal background for somebody with this job might be?
Yes, we're looking for someone who has the leadership skills, someone who is a coalition builder, who has experience with outreach, and also someone who has experience in training people, because we want this person also be working internally with our HR department to make sure that as an agency, as the Department of Education, that our staff is also trained on these types of issues to make sure that we're all aware and making sure that our agency is inclusive as possible.
Do you imagine that this person will also be working on the legislative front, trying to advocate for specific policies?
Definitely. One of the pieces we included in the job description is to work with our policy and government relations team to help propose legislative solutions for lawmakers.
Are there specific policies that you're hoping that this whoever is in this position will be pushing?
Well, if they had already started, it would be things like repealing the English only law, which we're still advocating to go to the Senate for a vote right now. So that's one piece of policy that would actually go back to the voters for a vote in next year's election. So that's just one example of a legislative policy that they might be looking at.
Have you heard from any of the groups with whom you speak about whether they think this is something that's needed or it's a good idea? I mean, were you in consultation with other folks about the idea of putting this together?
Yes, the groups I spoke with were thrilled at the idea of this position because they have expressed that Arizona is lagging in this area. So just for example, if when we're looking at the academic success of our Latino students, we know that in Arizona, they're graduating high school at a rate of 78%, but only 26% of our Latino students are graduating with a college degree. So there's a huge gap there. So just those types of examples, or looking at our Native American student population, only 21% of our Native American students are reading proficiently in third grade. So I'm very concerned about these types of numbers and statistics. I mean, of course, they're more than statistics to me. These are children who are struggling, and we have these huge achievement gaps in Arizona, and that's why I made this type of position a priority to help us be monitoring that data and then helping us find ways to find solutions.
All right. That's Arizona State School Superintendent Kathy Hoffman. Superintendent Hoffman, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.